Joining me now live in studio, we have special guest, Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine.
You know, it was interesting. We were talking a little bit off air, and you mentioned about how the state police, of course, assigned to your office. They do investigate the deaths of people that overdose on drugs. I think a lot of people are not aware that that even happens.
Yeah, I mean, every unattended death, in other words, of somebody who doesn't pass away either in a hospital or a nursing home or some like setting, if it happens in a town, the local police will always notify the state police to come out there and make sure there's nothing suspicious going on. And part and parcel of that is, unfortunately, all the fatal opiate overdoses.
Now, with something like that, how do you, if, let's say, a person comes home and you know, dies at home or dies in another location, like, how do they even begin to figure that out?
Well, obviously, it's like any investigation. They're going to start talking to the people that are there, potential witnesses, people that may have information on them. And if it is dealing with somebody who passed as a result of an opiate overdose, it's not unusual for them to start conducting their investigations to make sure they can go after individuals' phones and see if they can find out who is the last person that they called, who is the person they were talking to, where do they potentially get the source of the illegal drugs from. You know, it's part of our overall strategy here in that, you know, you want to help people that you can on the front end, which I think we do. But at the same time, drug dealers have to be held accountable, and they're peddling poison, they're killing people, and I think that the state police understand that. And I think that we've been relatively successful, or successful as can be, in pursuing the individuals who are putting this stuff out there.
Mm-hmm. So you're not looking to charge people that are users. You're looking for the dealers.
Right. We're looking to help users, whether it be through Plymouth County Outreach, whether it be mm-hmm. from our task force, whether it be Plymouth County Hope, and the variety of things that we're dealing with for trying to help people get away from mm-hmm. substance abuse disorder. And I think that, you know, we're out there doing that, and as a result of that, our numbers have gone down significantly over the year, our fatal opiate overdoses. But at the same time, we've also been pursuing as best as we can, because they're challenging cases, who is supplying the drugs and who are killing our loved ones here in our county. We've been successful on some of them in the past, but they are always a challenge.
Typically, so if you're charging a drug dealer for someone who provided whatever it was that someone overdosed on, so it would be something like manslaughter?
Yeah, it would be manslaughter. We don't have. I know there's some talk right now regarding whether getting homicide for the purposes from distribution of illicit mm-hmm. drugs. But for now, we're using manslaughter and using, because of the reckless conduct of the dealer, that they know, or they should know, whether or not an individual, if you use these deadly drugs, mm-hmm. can overdose and that they can die. And they really don't care.
What, now, how far up the chain can you go? Let's say there's a dealer in the Boston area that's supplying. You know, I don't know what their whole supply chain looks like,
yeah.
but I imagine some of these guys are tied into some pretty high-level drug traffickers. How far, or is that where the DEA gets involved something like that?
I think we have a great relationship with our federal partners, you know, whether it be DEA, ATF, things such as that. And obviously, you always want to go up as far as you can up the tree to find out where is the source, where is the stuff coming from, how do we get more drugs off the street that mm-hmm. are hurting and killing people. And I think that, you know, by using this, by going to that next level, if you find out who the person was who was supplying these illicit drugs, yeah, you can talk to that individual, and if they give us more information, we're certainly willing to do something with them in order to get more drugs off the street. How do you get guns and drugs off the street? You have to continue to pursue the individuals who are using it at a local level, and to the extent that you can, climb that tree and go after these individuals who are destroying our communities.
How many fatal overdoses so far this year in Plymouth County?
So far in 2024, we've had 26 fatal overdoses. Last year, we had countywide 102. So unfortunately, it appears that we're in that same neck of the mm-hmm. woods, the same percentage right now. But, you know, the fight continues. And I think when you look at our numbers compared to other counties' numbers, our numbers have gone down every year except for the COVID year. And that was as a result of outreach not going out and getting information out to people mm-hmm. or help that they needed to do. So I think what we're doing here is working. I think it's a slow progress. I think that we're always dealing with the changes in the drugs, whether it be going from the opioids to xylazine, which is a new drug that's out there right now. Mm-hmm. The challenges are there, but people should know that we're trying to do our job and get these dangerous drugs off the street.
Now, if people have any questions about this or want to get information or report something or just want to find out more resources, what's the best way to get in touch with your office?
You can always get more information about us online at plymouthda.com, and you can also call us 508-584-8120.
That's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.